Still got the too much of this cold. Oh, good golly. Today is May 5th, 2010. Riker, you know what today means? In three more months, it's our birthday. Mine and his, not yours. Mm-hmm. Me and Riker have the same birthday, August 5th. Yeah, really far apart. Oh, wow. You know, I studied a lot this week, and I'm really grateful that the Lord put that within my heart and allowed me to spend the time with him. I don't know what led me to this message, but when I found it, I thought, you know, this makes sense. Our message tonight is on perfection. Toot that horn somewhere else. Perfection, something we are all called to strive for, but always fall short. The Word of God in Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Amen. The spiritual standard that God has set for all who wish to measure up is perfection. Nothing less. To clear that level calls for a spotless record, a flawless past, impeccable morality, and a complete absence of wrong, which means you do no wrong. In essence, in plain English, in simple plain English, it means no sin. Period. That means no lying, no getting angry, no fighting, no disobeying your parents, no being rude, disrespectful, no doing things that you shouldn't be doing. No sin. So, no sin. Whoever qualifies, please step forward. Aaron takes a step back. Line forms to the right. No one? Oh, wait. Wait. Seems like there was one person who didn't fall short. One person in this world, one real person. Let's not count Mary Poppins. He claimed to be God. Then he just demonstrated it to perfection. He even promised to draw people to himself and to forgive them of their sins, to give them a place in heaven if they would believe in him. That only one person, the only man, of course, was Jesus Christ. And Xander's giving me the J. Was Jesus Christ. Have you seen those bumper stickers that say, "The next time you think you're perfect, try walking on water"? It wasn't for Christ. Anything's possible when you believe. Did you know you can move mountains? Just by commanding it to move? Yes, you can. You just have to believe. That's what the Bible says. Oh, ye of little faith. Keep in mind that the word instructs us that we are to strive for perfection. We are called to seek and to try to be perfect. Matthew 5:48 says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." God is heaven. We are, God is perfect, and we are made in his image. We are called to seek his ways. We are called to be just like him. How many people do you not know, well, when they get older or up to a certain age, they don't like to be said, "You're just like your mother," or "You're just like your father." But once you get older, generally, you're kind of glad that people say that about you. Because usually it's because they're comparing you to the good parts and not the bad. The good qualities, the good characteristics. And that's what we're called to strive for. We are called to be as our Father is, our Father which art in heaven, God who is perfect. We are called to be perfect just like him. In 2 Corinthians 7:1, the word says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, who is beloved? Who's the beloved? You are all, we are all beloved of each other. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh. That doesn't mean dirty, like physical dirt. That means cast aside your sins. Try not to commit them. And therefore be ye perfect. Last scripture that tells us to strive for perfection is in 2 Corinthians 13:11. That says, finally, brethren, farewell. This is Paul speaking. Be perfect and of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind and live in peace. Do we not find peace and comfort when we receive perfection? When you have a perfect day where nothing goes bad, I understand they're few and far between now. The devil is busy, amen. But when you, and maybe it's just a moment. Hey, let's even go out on a limb and say an hour, a half hour. Those perfect moments that you receive, are they not so filled with peace and comfort? Amber's like, where are they? I haven't had one in so long, I don't remember. Right. Still, and you have a peace about you. You're not anxious for anything. You don't worry. You don't think about anything. You just let it happen. Let God take care of it. Wouldn't it be nice if we could cast aside all the worldly junk that gets loaded up on us every day and live in that perfect peace all the time? We're called to strive for that. We're called to allow God to handle everything. The word says to not even care, don't even take heed. Do not even think about what you're going to wear tomorrow, what you're going to eat tomorrow. You're not supposed to think about any of that. God takes care of all that. God says that if he could, what's he say? If I could take care of the birds in the trees and the lilies of the field, I can look at how I can take care of you. Look at how, if I can dress them so beautifully, look at how I can, don't you think I can take care of you too? Are you not greater than the birds and the flowers? You got to remember, we're made in God's image. A bird isn't. Do you think God looks like a bird? I don't. We are made in God's image. When you take care of, we take care of our children. God does the same thing. When we submit and surrender unto him and seek his perfection in our lives, we receive the comfort and the peace that can only come from God, because we're doing what he wants us to do. He wants us to remain holy. He wants us to seek his ways. Now, the word does tell us that we are to pray to the Lord for him to perfect us. In Hebrews 13:20, the word says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Whose will? His will. Not ours. His. working in you that is that which is well pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. The God of peace can make you perfect. Pray for it. When you seek his ways, you receive that peace and comfort that we just mentioned, that we just talked about. Aaron mentioned it in his race weekend, how everything went well, everything went perfectly. Even though there were bumps and bruises, he still had that calming comfort and peace because everything was taken care of. It's only that type of perfection that can come from God. Have you ever noticed when you try to do something, when you try to make it perfect, what happens? It falls apart, right? I remember Charlene calling me on Caleb's birthday. Was it his birthday? Yeah, I think it was his birthday. Yeah, his first birthday party. She wanted it to be perfect. She put him in his outfit that I bought him that said first birthday on it, and she wanted to get pictures taken before everybody come over. But what happened? She called me upset and crying because it wasn't going perfect. Everybody had Caleb and he was eating Cheetos, and she didn't want him to get messy before the party because she wanted to take pictures. When we try to do things ourselves and do it in our own will, our own way, rarely does it ever end up perfect 100%. We can make sacrifices and we could say, well, it wasn't perfect, but you know what? It was still really good. Only God can make those things perfect. We can only receive perfection from the Lord. Amen. Psalms 138:8 says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands." The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Deuteronomy 18:13 says, "Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God." It is only through the Lord, walking with him, following his statutes, that we are made perfect. Only perfection can be received from God, and only God can make things perfect. Psalms 18:32 says, "It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect." I tell you what, there's some days, some Saturdays when I come in here, well, 2 weeks ago is a perfect example. I came in here sick. Do not know how I did what I did. But I can tell you it was by the strength of the Lord. I moved all these pews by myself. Granted, I didn't move them far because they're heavy. But I did. Lifted up the end and pulled them out and rearranged them so Beth could get to the walls. Then I took 8 hours and stripped that pew. Well, yeah. I don't know how I did it. But God gave me the strength. And because God gave me the strength and I was seeking his will in these things, God made it perfect. He took care of it. He allows us to do the things that we do when we seek his will and his way. It's done according to his plan. And his plan is perfect. God always has a perfect plan. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us to his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." So we know that all this suffering that we endure is to make us perfect. Why do you think we need to be perfect? Xander, why do we need to be perfect? That's right. Very good. So we can make it to the promised land. Where's the promised land? You used that big word and you didn't know where it was. What's the promised land? Ethan? No, that's the Holy Land. Xander? In heaven, that's right. For us, it's in heaven. For the Egyptians, it was on land. But for us, it's heaven. That's our promised land. So we need to be perfected so that we can be more like God, so that we can become more like Christ, so that we can be found worthy and able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, so with that in mind, 1 Kings 8:61 says, "Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as is this day." Walk in his statutes. What's the first thing we're supposed to remember? Can anybody tell me? What's the first thing we're supposed to remember? Number one, without a doubt. Never mind the fact that Christ and him crucified, that's another huge thing. But there is one thing from the Lord, from God, that we are called to do. Does anybody know it off the top of your head? Aaron? Seek him first. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. It even tells us, seek ye first. First is even in it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek him first. God first. Not Caleb. Not Ethan. God first. God first. That's one of his statutes. So if we walk in his statutes, which are God's rules, he's going to perfect us. He's going to keep working on us. Remember what the word tells us, that once God has started working on you, he doesn't give up. He doesn't give up on you. Psalms 18:30 says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of God, the word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him." You have to remember that there is nothing in the word of God that contradicts itself. What that means is if you find in the word where it says the pen is blue, you're not going to read later in the word where it says the pen is red. You get what I mean? It doesn't say one thing and then turn around and say something else. It might be confusing, but it is available to be proven and reproven. Because God doesn't lie and his word is always true. And God does make our way perfect. I think I got the wrong scripture there. I have this written as Psalms 18:30, but I think that's 2 Samuel 22:31. "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust him." And then 33 says, "God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect." So let's see what Psalms 18 says. Psalm blue. 18:30. Oh, no, it says it's the same thing. No, it does talk. Yeah, it does. It says the same thing. So, that's interesting. Samuel 2:22-31. And Psalms 18:30 say the same thing. "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust him." Interesting. Last scripture I have for you tonight is Isaiah 26:3. And it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." When you trust in someone to take care of you and to take care of your issues and to take care of your problems, it takes a weight off of you. When you're a child, you don't have to worry about paying the bills. You don't have to worry about what you're going to eat. You don't have to worry about what you're going to wear. How the life of a child is easy. They wake up, They eat. They go to the bathroom. They take a nap. They play. They eat. Lather, rinse, and repeat, right? But when you're an adult, things are a little different. Still basically the same principle. You get up, you go to work. You come home, you work. You take care of things. You go to bed, or you eat in there, and you go to bed. But there's all the added responsibilities. Okay, well, what's the kids going to eat? What's the kids going to wear? What, you know, how am I going to pay the bill? How are we going to get the food? How are we going to go get the food? And all those other added responsibilities. When you're a child, you don't have to worry about those things. They're taken care of for you. As an adult, it's a little different because it's up to us to take care of those things. But we can rely on the Lord to take care of things and to guide our footsteps. We can count on the Lord to take care of the heavy stuff, to take the worries and the burdens off of us. We're not supposed to worry, remember. Be anxious for nothing. We're not supposed to be anxious about anything. We're not supposed to worry about it. We're supposed to pray, surrender it to the Lord, and know that God will handle it. Like I said in our prayers earlier tonight, we do not put our faith and our trust in men, and that includes ourselves. My faith isn't in myself. My faith is in God. Because I know that all I need to do is be obedient to the Lord, and He'll see to everything. In a lot of cases, you don't even have to be obedient to Him, but He'll still see to things because He wants you to be obedient to Him. He'll bring good things into a sinner's life so that they can stop and think, oh, I wonder how this happened. In hopes that they will see that there was no other possible way for it to happen other than by the hands of God. He uses situations, good and bad, in our lives to draw Him closer to Him, to bring us closer to Him, so that our faith and our hope and our trust will increase in God. So that we will continue to seek the perfection of the Lord, trust in Him, and allow Him to take care of everything. Amen. Not always easy, because why? What did we talk about on Sunday? Your adversary, the devil, prowls around seeking whom he may devour, goes about to and fro seeking whom he may devour, and he has a lot of help. Stay tried and stay true. Keep your faith in the Lord and keep persevering. Because it's through the building up and all the suffering that you are going through that we will receive perfection. What did I read tonight? Ah, 1 Peter 5:10. After that, ye have suffered for a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. The God of all grace does these things. After you have suffered for a while, He perfects you, strengthens you, settles you, brings a peace and a calming in your life, and allows you to rest in His perfect peace. Seek the everlasting arms of the Lord. Lean on Him. Trust in Him for all your needs, and just continue to seek that perfection. Even though we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, don't let the devil keep reminding you of that. Remind yourself that you are a child of God, and God is seeing to your life and seeing to your things, the things that you stand in need of. Amen. That's the message for tonight. I hope that it helps strengthen you. Sometimes these messages, I don't know why they come, but they do, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So hopefully that's something that somebody was touched by that they needed to hear. Let us continue to strive to live in the Lord's perfect peace and receive that comfort. Does anybody have any questions or anything to add? If we're good, all hearts and minds are clear, we can stand for dismissal.